With us now, we have Mike Jonathan. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Well, congratulations, ka whawhai tonu. The film has held its world premiere in Sydney and its New Zealand premiere in Hamilton on Monday. What was it like to attend the premiere of your first feature film as the director?
Yeah, absolutely scary. It's like the scariest thing ever because, you know, you're putting yourself out there to the world and you're hoping everyone's gonna like your film. Yeah.
And what was the reaction like? What did you sense from the crowd? I remember, you know, when I launched something, I'd always sit, actually didn't even watch the program, the film or whatever. I'd be watching the audience to see their reaction.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, we're in Sydney last Friday, and it was a full house, 800-seater theatre, and just got to sit there with a couple of my mates that were there, plus my beautiful young cast. And I was more looking at everyone else and looking at the kids and making sure that they're liking some of the scenes, and they were giggling all the way through it. And but at some of the more kind of emotional scenes, people really got it, and no one moved. I heard an elderly lady just across from me from the aisle, and I could just hear her saying, "I need to go to the toilet, but I don't want to go." So things like that was like really awesome, and people responded really well. They loved it.
So the title of the film, Ka Whawhai Tonu, was taken from a saying that was remembered from the Battle of Ōrākau. What is your connection to the battle?
I've got many hononga to the Battle of Ōrākau and plus Rangiāwhia. My auntie, who attended the New Zealand premiere on Monday night, Hiki Te Rangi Broadhurst, and she was there, and she was one of my references because her nan was there. So our nan was there at Rangiāwhia, and she was one of the witnesses who saw what happened. She was about 7 or 8 years old. And horrific things, horrific. And then with Ōrākau, I have whakapapa there through my great-great-great-grandmother and grandfather. And she was there, and my grandfather, he didn't make it through. So, you know, those sorts of hononga means a lot to be able to tell these stories, plus with the other descendants and whānau, hapū and iwi groups. Yeah, it was the right way forward.
Ka pai. It's mostly in te reo Māori. Is that important, an important part of the film?
Oh, it's totally an important part of the film to have te reo be the biggest feature in the film, to hear our reo, you know, and he's four different meta within the film, that we needed to make sure that we had the right experts who represented those hapū iwi groups. Yeah, but that, you know, that makes that film ours. You know, that's from our narrative. It's led by our descendants. You know, we took them on a journey with us where they're partnered, and you know, and they feel very honoured that they've been brought all the way to this stage.
Ka pai. What was the most challenging part of the film for you?
The most challenging part of the film was really just the engagement with the whānau. And, you know, that took 6 to 7 years of just talking to our whānau and having them trust me with their stories and their narratives. I went out to Ruatahuna to go hang out with Ngāuri o Te Whenua Nui, and we spent many times out at the marae just talking and just getting through stuff. And I did get a big growling from Matua Po. He invited me to his office when he was at Waikato University, and he said, "Oh, come into my office." And I thought, "Oh man, I'm sure I'm going to get a drilling." And he drilled myself and the writer, Tim Worrell, for about 2 hours. it was so humbling, and it was so needed. And I was going, Tim, no, don't say anything. Let's just take it. Let's just take what we've been given. And something will happen at the end, and it sure did. After Matalopo just gave out everything, every sort of lashing he could, he sat down and he went, oh, well, now that's all done, where should we start? And I went, ooh, this, jeez, like, on to it, eh? But, you know, that's what we had to endure. That's just part of the process, whether we're going to get growling or we're going to sit down and have cups of tea, and which we did. We had lots of cups of tea with all our whānau. And even with Whai Regina, Maniapoto, just spent some time with her. And, man, she was not trusting me at all. She'd go, who is this fella? What's your whakapapa? And I'd tell her my whakapapa from Maniapoto and all this stuff. And it wasn't until one of the cousins came in, Tia Ormsby, she came in. She goes, oh, kia ora, kia ora. We got talking like, actually, her and I were talking more than I was engaging with Whai Ravina. And I think Whai Ravina might have got a little bit jealous, because then she started doing the whole, hey, I'm going to take you to the marae, we'll go to Mangatuatua, I'm going to take you to where Rewi was born. And it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful to be, you know, taken under her wing and to be able to just go off and yeah, spend some memorable moments with her.
Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with. And I understand that some of the actors, for example, Tim Wera, played their tupuna. So Tim Wera is descended from Rewi as well. And that would have been a challenge for quite a few of them.
Yes and no. You know, first of all, whakapapa, and I did to all the whānau that, what do you think about Tim Wera playing Rewi? And a lot of them said there's no one else that could play him. And so, wow, I was like blown away. So when I hit up Tim, and he had this attitude like he didn't really believe that I was going to be doing this film. so I'd call him up and say, hey, we're going to do this film. He said, how are you doing? Send me the script. It's all right. Send me the script. Have a look at it. Never gets back to me. And I'm texting him, calling him. And I said, oh, when are we doing this film? I said, oh, I'll be like a couple of years' time. Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah. Anyway, it gets to like a week before we have to do the film. And I text him again. And I call him up. And I say, hey, Bray, we're doing that film next week. Hey, what? Hey, what are we doing? Oh, gee, I'm going to call my agent. Better call my agent. I said, I already talked to your agent. She's all good. And you're doing this for free. And he goes, hey, what? It's like, you know, because we've been mates for ages and we can have fun with each other by, you know, taking the mickey. This is Tim's greatest performance. And after, I thought it was going to be a great performance, but after seeing people watch the film and go, and cry in the scenes, you know, the first time they see him, they start crying because he embodies Rewi or Rangatira. And, man, he's so amazing in this film. So I really can't wait for people to watch him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really glad because, you know, he has had some roles that I'm sure he wants to forget, except for the pay packet. But he's also done one or two that have put him up there as one of New Zealand's iconic actors. Ka pai. And in Te Reo Māori, ka pai.
In Te Reo Māori as well. You know, all the experts around him. And, you know, that's just that's what we wanted. We wanted good support around our actors. And even karakia all the time. When we get into those deeper scenes, the ones where, you know, we have to reenact a lot of our tupuna passing away or going through battle. You know, that's really heavy for our whānau in this modern age to revisit that. But what I wanted to show was, you know, war is terrible. War sucks, you know. And here we are, we're just fighting for the things that we already owned, and they're going to try and take away from us. So I wanted people to really see that and get a feeling for that time. And you know, we're stuck in the trenches with our tupuna. Now, what was that like? You know, there's all these written accounts that from the Māori side and the English side, and I wanted to just be with our tupuna in the times that weren't written about. And so interpreting those scenes are just absolutely beautiful to do and see them come to life. You know, I look at Te Moera, I see Rewi, you know, and then there's this other great actor from Ruatahina, Te Waka Unua Te Kurapa. He plays his descendant, Te Whenua Nui. The first time he comes on set, I see Te Whenua Nui, and I'm weeping, going, wow, look at that guy, he's got so much presence. I turn around and look at my peers beside me watching the monitor, and they're all weeping. Beautiful.
Can't pay. Now, I've heard that you've been encouraging people to get to the movies, to get to the theatre, to watch it. Why is this important?
This film is important for all of us to acknowledge what's happened. And we're not bagging anyone. This is just the story of what happened. And we want to encourage people to go there and just get a sense of where we're coming from, get a sense of our perspective. Because this is all from the descendants. We've been led from our tūpuna, from our descendants, to do this film. And, you know, koe te mea tika, me te mea pono. You know, if you do that, you can't go wrong.
Mm.
Get to the theatre, be educated, be inspired. That's the other thing, is to be inspired. And once we acknowledge all those things, and then we can move forward as a people. And it's all of us.
And
Pacifica, you know, Pākehā, non-Māori, that's all of us together.
Acknowledging our history, our shared history.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
Ka pai. Mm. So for you, director of a feature film now, where to from here for you?
I want to spend at least 2 days, 3 days sleeping, you know, just kind of recuperating. That's always a good thing. And just staying with my whānau, my beautiful whānau, all across the motu, and go sleep on some couches if I need to, and we go and travel with this film, and get ready for the next one. Yes, what's the next one going to be? Everyone's been asking me that. So what are we going to do next? Well, you know, we've got so many other stories. I've got a template of how we do an indigenous film now. It's one option anyway. I'm prepared to share that with all the other filmmakers in Aotearoa, Pacifica, indigenous nations of the world. Everyone, actually, because this is how we do it now. This is how we make indigenous or Māori films. And I've got the template. And if you want it, give me a call.
Timachi. Well, I look forward to seeing the film. Unfortunately, I was just still recovering, so I couldn't make it on Monday. But the whānau that went, I was stalking them, going, "What do you think? What do you think?" And they go, "Get away, we're watching." So, congratulations. Yeah. It's such a big move. And I'm really proud of you, and I'm proud of the team that was behind you as well, because that's what I think is quite amazing about films, is that it's a whānau working to get one vision on the big screen together.
Oh, yeah, on the big screen together. And, you know, there'll be some of the sessions or the screenings throughout New Zealand that I'll be able to take, bring myself to be able to talk to the film, and also take the young actors, and every now and again we might get a Tim or Cliff to be there as well. So we want to promote this film as much as we can, get our people out there as much as we can to support. This is our one opportunity to support something that's made by us, and so we can have more opportunities to do the same thing for other filmmakers.
Ka pai. Thank you very much, Mike Jonathan, and congratulations on ka whawhaitonu in theatres now throughout Aotearoa.
Kia ora, Hinyani.
Tēnā koe.